Hi, Mr. Lally. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a chance to call you back.
It's fine. I promise. This won't take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So what I found out is today when the insurance company calls me out of nowhere because I haven't been calling you because, I knew it was messed up in the system. I knew it was messed up.
Okay.
And what the worker I told you that we will be transferring to kind of
Yeah.
was able to look in the system, and she was telling me, she said that she kind of messed up, and basically all of the mistakes or whatever she had to fix was put in on the third. And on the
Okay.
third, they have 48 hours to review. So
Yeah.
then out of nowhere today, so I'm thinking, all right, today they have to make a decision, whatever, whatever. So
Yeah.
today, another person called about my dad's bracelet and stuff like that. So I kind of told him, I said, it's funny how y'all calling me about a bracelet, but we still don't know nothing about no hours. I said, could you please call me back maybe on Thursday, Friday, and we could discuss the bracelet, but let me get the hours. So
Yeah.
within that hour, I get an agency that calls me, instructing me to submit, come down here, bring my dad down here to West Philly for an
Oh my
application and
God,
this and that. So
yeah.
I'm like, I already submitted that. They're like, oh no, they sent you to our agency, so we're your coordinator. So I'm like, no, you're not. So I hang up with them and
Okay.
I get on the phone with the insurance. And basically, to cut through everything, I filed a grievance on the hours because what they did is they automatically just put him in from 107 requested to only 24. But no, hold on. Yeah, it's bad. But even then, the people that they sent the case to was they're not even a home health care agency. They're like therapy. So they
Oh,
sent me to the wrong
God.
agency. So I filed my appeal, I filed my grievance, and I already had the request, put in for the request for a worker change. Her name's going to
Yeah.
be Cecilia Jackson. She should
Okay.
get the case today. She told me to tell
Wow.
you. She told me to tell you that the services are supposed to start regardless tomorrow. So when she gets on the case in the next few days, she will be requesting some form of a retro dating starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So she just said, just so that you're on the lookout, or I'm not sure what that means. She says you'll probably
Okay.
know what I'm talking about. But she said services are supposed to start tomorrow, and we'll go from there. Because I'm like, okay, even if the
Yeah.
24 hours, you sent it to the wrong agency. How am I supposed to start? They like, oh, you got to call the worker. And of course, Ms. Baldwin not answering the phone.
Of
So
course.
it's just a complete mess.
I was in
But
touch with her supervisor. Her supervisor was even more of a mess.
yes,
So
and it explains it. So I have already, I guess in the next day or so, we
Okay.
should transfer workers and subsequently supervisors. And she's going to fix this mess. It might come in as only 24, but I can assure you it's at least going to be at least 16 hours a day,
Okay.
not 24 a week. I can assure you that. And that's what she
Okay.
said based on the way my dad is and the
I just
condition.
had
And
this done with another patient too,
yeah,
that I
so
switched her. She got approved for only 6 hours a week. And so we just went through
yeah,
the whole switch as well. It's ridiculous.
so let me ask you this just really fast. When you do that, I know every situation is different, but how long normally does that process take? And you got to appeal, and then I guess they get more hours. Like,
Yeah,
are we looking at another 30 days or like,
probably. I would say
yeah.
probably. As long as you have any discharge paperwork, new diagnosis, any new medications, anything brand new, or any discharge paperwork, they will increase it. That all amplifies. Or you might even get a increase if you get a letter from the doctor, but sometimes even that's not guaranteed.
Well, what would be, because we've already did the assessment. Now the new worker said, because I know her, she said, I'm going to do it
Yeah.
too. I'm going to
Yes.
do it.
So
Okay.
if does he have or has anything happened that would trigger a new assessment? Like has he had any recent hospital visits
No.
or okay.
No.
So then you can call and she can do a reassessment. You guys can call her once these get started, once the hours, once we get the authorization and the hours begin and you're clocking in and out, that's when you can call her Tia, right? Is her name Tia Jackson?
Nasia Jackson, yeah.
Nasia.
Yeah, just so that we're clear, according to the agency that called me, you know, the hours or whatever is supposed to officially start tomorrow. Now, obviously, they won't because I'm not sending him to that agency.
Yeah.
He's not even a home health care agency. But Nasia said briefly she was going to get on the case, do the assessment, and then try to backdate at least starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So she said just tell you that. So I just wanted to let you know that that's what's going on.
Okay.
We're going to probably be waiting.
Do you have Ms. Jackson's number? I'm sorry.
Yes, I do.
Do you mind providing it for me? Just so I'm going to shoot her a quick text just so she has my contact information once this all comes through. Because I've been wondering why Ms. Baldwin has not been getting back to me. And then Ms. Mannon or Ms. whoever, Muriel Mannon is like her supervisor and she was even worse. So.
You know, off the record, they don't even know each other. So I don't know how they got the team set up. But she said she doesn't get at that team because it's super bad.
So she was
trying to tell me, she was saying that she was trying to, if I put in a request to get her as the worker, they was going to flip cases or flip clients or whatever. But
okay.
She said that she's going to just give Ms. Baldwin an easy client and she's going to take this one flip it out. But I have a personal number, so what I'll do is I'll get her business number or whatever and then text it to this phone in the next 15 minutes.
Sounds good. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Lawley.
Oh, no, thank you. I mean, I knew it would take long, but like I told him, 6 weeks.
I'm sorry that they're putting you guys through this because, honest to God, I'm like, what is going on at the county, at insurance? Everything in this world is a mess right now. I don't even know what to do.
I'm not leaving you.
No, you're good. Please, you're good.
So I'll text her and send that information over and tell her you will be in contact, you know, with her or text her.
Of course.
And I'll
confirm with you once I do, okay? Once I talk to her, obviously, once I make that contact, I'll let you know just to give you peace of mind.
Yep. Yes,
all
thank
right.
you very much.
Okay, call me if you need me. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.